Welcome to Money Matters with Marcus and Vitas Bynum from Liberation Financial Partners. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Money Matters is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Money Matters.
Welcome back to Money Matters, the show where we break down complex financial topics into real-world strategies you can actually use. My name is Vitas Bynum, and I am here with my husband, Marcus Bynum, of Liberation Financial Partners. If you would like more information about what we discussed today, you can visit us online at liberationfinancialpartners.com or venuselmore.com. From either website, you can schedule a time to connect with us, and you can also find links to subscribe to our show on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon.
Well, as always, it's good to be here with you, sweetheart. And I have to say, today's topic is one that comes up in almost every client conversation we have, regardless of how much someone earns.
Yeah.
So this is truly a universal financial challenge.
That's true. And before we get started, joining us today and helping us keep the conversation real and grounded is our wonderful co-host, Jacqueline. Hey, Jacqueline.
Aw, well, thank you, Vitas. What an introduction. And I'm truly excited about this one because, you know, honestly, this is a topic that I've personally wrestled with. I think most of us have. I mean, we all want to celebrate life's moments. But the question is, how do we do it without waking up to a financial hangover the following month, especially planning a wedding?
Perfectly said. And I could truly relate because Marcus and I were there last year. But today we're going to talk about creating memories without creating debt. This conversation can apply to vacations, family celebrations, things like weddings, as we discussed, graduation parties, reunions. All these experiences that really matter to us most, you know, how do we enjoy those without compromising our financial future?
Yes, great point. So Marcus, let's open up with a question I think a lot of listeners will relate to. You know, why do so many people who are otherwise responsible with money, find themselves going into debt for the vacations, the graduations, the weddings, or the family events?
Jacqueline, the short answer is most people don't go into experience debt by accident. They go into it by design, just they don't have a plan. So think about the emotional weight of these moments, a child's graduation, a milestone anniversary, a family reunion that may only happen once a decade. These events carry enormous emotional significance, and when the emotion is high, financial boundaries tend to get blurred. People tell themselves this only happens once, or we'll figure out the money later. The problem is, later doesn't come with a blank check. It comes with interest charges, monthly minimums, and often real financial stress.
Yeah. And from a behavioral financial standpoint, there's something that is called mental accounting. That plays a huge role here. People tend to evaluate experiences differently than they evaluate, you know, making a big purchase. So buying a $5,000 couch, that feels concrete. But a $5,000 vacation feels like an investment in memories. And that makes it much easier to justify, even when the money isn't there. So, I mean, I've seen it in my accounting practice many times. Clients come to me in January feeling great about the holidays that they've just experienced. They're coming down off that high and all the time they've spent with their families. But then when we look at their numbers and realize that December put them, you know, a couple months behind on their savings goals, then that high often deflates.
Yeah. And it's not just big events either. I mean, like you just said, Vitas, about the holidays or just gifts, graduations, you know, it can be a series of smaller choices that also add up together.
Absolutely. You know, a family might not book a $10,000 vacation, but they might book flights on one card, hotels on another, dining out every night because it's vacation and souvenirs for the grandparents. And suddenly a trip that they thought would cost $3,000 cost $5,000. Unplanned spending compounds in experience mode. People tend to loosen their guard when they're in celebration mode, and the credit card statement reflects that weeks later.
Yes. Well, we're in an era now where it seems like everything can be financed, whether it's a credit card, you know, and you buy now, you pay later on travel, and 0% promotions, vacation layaway plans. You know, Marcus, is there a danger in how accessible these options are?
There's a significant danger, and it comes down to a shift in how we evaluate cost. When someone sees an $8,000 vacation as one number, they make a judgment. Can I afford $8,000 right now? The answer for most people is probably no, so they scale back. But when a financing company breaks that same vacation into $249 a month, the brain completely reframes the question. It's no longer, can I afford this? It becomes, can I handle an extra $249 a month? And that feels much more manageable, even if the family already has three or four other monthly obligations running.
And that's where it can get dangerous. Because most families already have a stack of payments. You know, you have that car loan, student loan debt, credit cards, maybe furniture that was financed, medical bills that might be on a payment plan. So each individual payment feels small, but when you add them up collectively, those payments can consume 40 to 50% of your household take-home income. Then when you add a vacation or a celebration on top of that, you're not just adding a payment. You're oftentimes pushing yourself past that financial margin that allows you to respond to those unexpected expenses that might arise.
Yeah. Yep. And one of the most important habits we teach to clients at Liberation Financial Partners is to ask a fundamentally different question before any major purchases. Instead of, can I afford the payment, as, can I afford the purchase? Those are two entirely different questions. One looks at a sliver of the obligation. The other looks at the whole picture.
And Marcus, that's a mindset shift I wish I had, you know, made 10 years ago, honestly.
And that even applies to that 0% promotional rate that you spoke about earlier. The fine print on many deferred interest promotions means that if you don't pay off that full balance before that promotional period ends, you could be charged all that interest that would have accrued from day one. And people are often shocked when they open their statement and they see that.
Yes. All right. So if financing experiences is a trap, and if good intentions without a plan can lead to debt, what is the actual solution to this? Marcus, I mean, walk us through what you would recommend to your clients.
The single most effective tool I've seen for this is what I call a dedicated memory fund. Most households are familiar with the concept of an emergency fund. You know, that's money that we set aside specifically for unexpected expenses. Many families also have retirement accounts, maybe even a 529 for college. But very few have an account that is specifically and intentionally designated for experiences, travel, celebrations, family milestones. When there's no dedicated bucket for experiences, people either overspend from their general checking account or they reach for a credit card. The memory fund eliminates that default behavior.
Yeah, and I love this from a planning perspective because it removes the guilt and the financial stress from the experience itself. I'll also add that, you know, some banks and credit unions offer a holiday savings fund or a vacation savings fund that you can invest in all year. So you kind of set your budget, you break it out into those monthly amounts, and you put that money away so that when those events arrive, you can fully enjoy it because you've saved for it and you're not standing there mentally calculating the interest charges while you're watching the fireworks go off.
Yeah, Yeah, you don't, as the fireworks go off, you don't want to be counting how much money that was.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me give you a practical example. Suppose a family, you know, takes a meaningful trip next summer. Let's say a budget of $6,000. If they start 12 months in advance and save $500 a month, they arrive at their destination with $6,000 in cash, no debt, no interest, and no financial hangover. But it gets even better. If the money is sitting in a high-yield savings account during those same 12 months, they might earn an extra $150 to $200 just from interest, which could cover a nice dinner or the airline bag fees.
Well, I like the idea of that, Marcus. But what if someone can't save that $500 a month for a trip?
Unfortunately, and also fortunately, then you have to scale the experience to match what you can save. If $200 a month is realistic, you either extend the timeline, reduce the scope of the trip, or choose a different destination. The goal isn't to eliminate the experience. The goal is to match the experience to your actual financial reality and then plan backward from there. One thing we often help clients do is build their memory fund alongside their other savings goals, not instead of them. Retirement still comes first. Emergency funds stay intact, but even $100 or $150 a month earmarked for experience creates a meaningful fund over time.
Yeah. And I'll add to that, you know, one thing Marcus mentions, like you can expand your timeline, right? Or if your children are old enough to work, they can help save towards this vacation. If your current job allows you to do what we call moonlighting, you could take on a second job, whatever it takes to make that experience happen. And for those families who receive tax refunds or bonuses on a quarterly, annual, however frequent basis, or any kind of lump sum income, that's a great opportunity to jumpstart that memory fund. A portion of your tax fund could, you know, fund an entire summer's worth of family activities if, you know, planned properly.
That's super exciting and very accurate, Venus. You know, and I want to take a moment here and address something that I think underlines, you know, a lot of this conversation and the idea that bigger spending equals better memories. You know, the bigger the vacation, the more extravagant, the better memories will come. So Venus, what's your take on that?
I agree. I think that's one of the most persistent financial myths out there. And research consistently contradicts that. I mean, when people are asked to recall their most meaningful childhood memories, they almost never describe the most expensive experience. They describe the ones that they were the most emotionally present. Maybe a camping trip in the backyard, a grandmother teaching a grandchild how to cook, or a summer road trip where the car broke down and everyone ended up laughing about it for years. The price tag of the memory and the value of the memory are almost entirely unrelated.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree. And from a financial planning perspective, I've observed this with clients across all income levels. Some of the most joyful families I work with are not the highest earners. They're the most intentional. They made peace with the fact that time together is the resource they're all actually managing. And money is just a tool to facilitate that.
Well, and that's a powerful reframe of, you know, your mindset, right? It's not about spending less. It's about really spending intentionally and having a purpose for every dollar.
Exactly. And here's the thing, your children or grandchildren will remember your presence far longer than they'll remember that resort that you took them to. They'll remember that you showed up, that you were there, and that doesn't require a premium price tag.
Absolutely. Well, Marcus, I want to zoom in on a specific audience here. You know, retirees and people who are 5 to maybe 10 years from retirement. So how does this conversation specifically apply to them? Because I imagine they're thinking, you know, I've worked hard for decades and I deserve to enjoy this money. I want to travel. Now is my time.
Well, first off, I'd have to agree with them. They're right. They absolutely do. This isn't about telling retirees to deprive themselves, quite the opposite. The goal is to help them enjoy retirement sustainably and confidently for as long as retirement lasts. Here's the challenge. Retirees are drawing down from a finite pool of assets. Every dollar spent today is a dollar they won't have available in 10 or 15 years. And retirees face financial headwinds that working adults don't. Inflation erodes purchasing power, healthcare costs increase with age, market volatility can impact their portfolio at the worst time, and of course, there's longevity risk. The risk of outliving your money is very real.
Yeah, and what I see in practice is that some retirees have one or two especially expensive years early in retirement. You know, they have all this extra time that they used to be at work and they're trying to fill it with things. So they start, you know, checking off those big trips that are on their bucket list or a family cruise or a major celebration, like a huge retirement party to celebrate that. And that puts them in a structurally weaker position for the rest of retirement. So that doesn't mean that you don't take a trip. It doesn't mean that you don't celebrate those milestones. It just means you build that trip into the plan. Know what your sustainable annual discretionary spending number is and make sure your experiences fit within that number.
Yes. And at Liberation Financial Partners, one of the key deliverables we provide retirees is what we call a retirement spending blueprint. It identifies your essential expenses, your discretionary budget, which includes things like travel and celebrations, and your financial reserves for healthcare and unexpected needs. When a client wants to take their entire family on a cruise or fund a grandchild's wedding, we can look at the plan and say, here's how we do this in a way that doesn't compromise your financial independence. That kind of confidence is priceless.
I love that, Marcus. You know, and just to go back to our theme that we previously said, you know, the message for retirees is not don't enjoy your money, but it's to enjoy it strategically, intentionally.
Exactly. We want clients creating memories with their children, grandchildren, and loved ones, and we want them doing it for decades, not just in year one of retirement.
Yes, and many people make that mistake, Marcus, too. You know, a lot of people overly spend in that first year of retirement. So let's kind of move on and get practical here. You know, before a listener pulls out the credit card or the book, you know, or books that flight that they've always wanted, what are the key questions that they should be asking themselves? You know, Marcus, give us the framework.
Well, I have three questions that I encourage every client to run through before committing to any significant experience purchase. Question one, will I generally appreciate this 6 months after I've experienced it? Impulse decisions rarely survive this question. If the honest answer is maybe or I'm not sure, it's likely an emotional purchase rather than an intentional one, so slow down. Question two, am I funding this with cash or am I creating debt? If the answer is debt, the conversation needs to go further. What is the total cost with interest? How long will I be paying this off? And is that trade-off truly worth it? Sometimes the answer is yes, but it should be a conscious choice, not a default one. And lastly, does this expense align with my financial goals? In other words, will this impact my retirement timeline, my emergency fund, my ability to handle an unexpected expense next month? If the answer is yes to any of those, you need to either restructure the plan or reconsider the purchase.
Yeah, and I'll add a fourth one here, one that's particularly relevant for couples. Have my spouse and I actually agreed on this, or did one of us just go along to avoid conflict? Financial disagreements are one of the leading sources of stress in relationships. So creating a shared financial agreement before a major spend, not after, as one of the most powerful things a couple can do for both their financial health as well as the health of their relationship.
Well, thank you, Venus, for the premarital advice as well. I mean, that's pretty helpful. I mean, those four questions could honestly save people thousands of dollars and a lot of relationship friction. Wink, wink. Simple but powerful. Well, as we wrap up today, you know, I want to bring it back to the heart of this conversation. We are not telling you, to our listeners, to stop celebrating life. You know, we are not telling you that experiences don't matter, because they do, and they do to us deeply. But financial stress doesn't have to be part of the experience. You know, it really doesn't. With the right plan in place, you can show up fully present for the moments that matter most without the shadow of debt hanging over them.
That's correct. So today's key takeaways are really simple. One, create a dedicated memory fund for expenses. Next, ask the right questions before spending, and then align your experiences with your financial reality. And remember, the most meaningful memories are built on presence, not how much money is spent.
Yeah, and I'll close with this. The goal of financial planning has never been to restrict your life, it's to expand it. When your money is working with intention, when you know where it's going and why, you can enjoy life with a level of confidence and peace that no amount of impulse spending can provide. At Liberation Financial Partners, we help families build plans that allow them to enjoy today while protecting their tomorrows. If you'd like to explore what that looks like for your family, we'd love to connect.
So thank you for spending this time with us on Money Matters. If today's episode was helpful, please take a moment to subscribe and leave us a review and share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. You can also visit us online and schedule a complimentary consultation with our team at liberationfinancialpartners.com or venuselmore.com.
And our office number is 980-299-2148.
Well, until next time, you know, make smart decisions.
Protect your future and enjoy the journey.
Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us on Money Matters. And that does it for this episode with our hosts, Marcus and Venus Bynum.
Thank you for joining us for Money Matters. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Marcus and Venus Bynum from Liberation Financial Partners at 980-299-2148 or visit liberationfinancialpartners.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Money Matters. Insurance products and services offered through Liberation Financial Partners and Marcus and Venus Bynum are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be used to make any financial decisions. Exclusive rights to this material belongs to Luson Media. Unauthorized use of the material is prohibited.